Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m. we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That again is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Smokey Wilson singing He Made a Change, and also Help is on the Way, and then part 4 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Salvation of Hope, from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 7 through 11.
Left his boat and started fishing for men. Now I may not be Peter or Paul, but one thing I can truly say: when I met the Lord and made Him my choice, He definitely made a change. He made a change,
he made a change
in the way that I'm walking. Made a change,
he made a change
in the way that I'm talking. Old things passed away. Behold, everything's new. He made a change,
made a change
in the life that I'm living. I'm born again, set free, finally forgiven. He can make a change in me. He can make a change in you. Now I see some old friends shaking their head, 'cause they never thought they'd see the day when a sinner like me would praise the Lord, or bow my head to pray. Now I'm not what I used to be. You see, my life has been rearranged. It's nothing that I've done, but I found someone who definitely made a change. He made a change,
made a change
in the way that I'm walking.
Made a change,
in the way that I'm talking. Old things passed away. Behold, everything's new. He made a change,
made a change
in the life that I'm living. I'm born again, set free, finally forgiven. He can make a change in me. He can make a change in you. He made a change,
made a change
in the way that I'm walking.
He made a change,
made a change in the way that I'm talking. Old things passed away. Behold, everything's new. He made a change in the life that I'm living. I'm born again, set free, finally forgiven. He can make a change in me. He can make a change in you. He made a change in the way that I'm walking.
He
made a change in the way that I'm talking. Old things passed away. Behold, everything's new. He made a change in the life that I'm living. I'm born again, set free, finally forgiven. He can make a change in me. He can make a change in you. If He can make a change in me, He can make a change in you. can make a change in me. He can make a change in you. He made a change. Oh, I'm so glad I'm not the man that I used to be. I never know what Brenda's going to do back there. And Bobby's helping her too, so who knows what's going to happen.
A woman in the Bible days, her last meal almost gone. But God sent Elijah to make His word known. Now he said, woman, don't you worry, for God sent me today. And before you even ask him, help was on the way. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. A brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. You think no one is listening. You think no one's around. Now remember what His word says. Trust Him and obey. Keep your eyes toward the heaven. Most help is on the way. Just hold on a little. A brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way.
Amen. So the helmet, whether it's in sports, and you know, we've been covering football games, and the Raiders have won another game. They're in the championship race. And any Raider fans here this morning? I got some Raider fans. Come on, make a little noise. Amen. That's all right. Amen. Maybe your high school team didn't win. Don't cry over it. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. Amen. But it's necessary because you've seen, whether it's in the pro ranks or the college ranks or the high school ranks, or maybe you played like I played City League, and that was enough for me. You have to put that helmet on to protect your noggin, right? Amen. To protect your head. Well, it's not only necessary in sports, but it's also necessary in combat. You know, you're not going to go out on the field with artillery flying around your head and not have the proper protection for your head. But also today, it's necessary, and these things are necessary for survival and even in your spiritual life. So, in all cases, the helmet protects your brain, which is the ability to think and reason. I know sometimes we don't do too good a job at that. All of us, come on. But, you know, that is what it's there for. You have to protect your mind. Now, friend, listen. It doesn't mean you're going to go out and buy your football helmet at Dick's Sporting Goods today and walk around thinking that's your spiritual armor. No, this is something you don't see, but you're wearing it and it's a part of you. Amen. So you've got to do this because you are in the place and in the world where there's Satan is seeking to control, to influence, and that's the element. He cannot take the salvation that Jesus has put in your soul, in your heart, in your life, but he will try to influence your thinking. He will try to influence your mind. And if the devil can control your mind, he can control the rest of you, your actions, your deeds, your thoughts, and everything about you. If you're not thinking right, you know what? You can't act right. And that's partially what's wrong with so many in our nation today, is they're not thinking right. And that's why they're doing, excuse it this way I'm going to put it, but this is why they're doing stupid things. Amen. Jesus is not just looking for your heart. He today wants also your mind. For Paul declared, let the mind of Christ be also in you. So therefore today, you've got to get in a position today of putting your trust in the Lord. Do you always expect the worst in life? I mean, today, are you a walking example? Are you a billboard for Murphy's life? I mean, Murphy's law? That if it can go wrong in my life, it's going to go wrong? I mean, what do? Something doesn't work the way we want it to, and we just say, well, I knew it was going to work that way, because nothing never works for me. Nothing never happens good in my life. You know what you're doing? You're talking foolish. Friend, life is not always easy, but God is a way maker. And it may be that bump in the road that you went through was today permitted by God to take you to a richer and a deeper and a more intensified walk with Him. What you didn't understand, God is going to reveal to you someplace in some point down the road. So, you know, you've got to watch your thoughts today. Because if you're not careful, your thoughts can become toxic. They can control your life. They can get you to a point that you're ready to give up. They can get you to a point you're talking foolishness. And get you to the point that you're ready to throw in the towel. They get you to the point that you just kind of like Elijah. He'd come off of a great victory. And what did he do? Because things didn't go especially exactly the way he wanted to. He sat on a juniper tree and he said, God, just kill me. That's toxic thoughts. And let me tell you what. God's not going to take your orders anyway. You can say, well, God, kill me, God, kill me. And let me tell you what, you're not going anywhere until God's ready for you. So today, take the life that God's given you today and start living that life to the glory of Almighty God. Stop involving your mind today and infesting your mind and poisoning your mind with these toxic thoughts. And when you sit and watch television all the time and all the ridiculous stuff that's going on in our nation and all these flag burners, I made a comment to my wife last night. I said, I wish they'd pass a law that if you burn a flag, you got 5 years in prison right off the top of the hill. I cannot believe we live in a nation that permits people to do such an atrocity. Let me tell you what. My feeling is, as many of you have, and including myself, go put on a uniform, go sign up, and go out there and defend your country for a few years, and get in some battles and some places of intensity, and your thinking might change. Amen. Amen. I have no patience for flag burners. And my theory is this. Get back in the classroom and get your education, if that's the case, and get out there and then try to make a difference for your nation instead of being a problem in your nation. Amen. Folks, the fact is this. God wants you to protect your mind. Solomon said, as a man thinketh, so is he.
Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.